Dick, I have to say, you look pretty chipper tonight. What makes you look so great tonight, huh?
Last night.
Nothing like a good night's sleep to make a fellow feel like a new man, right?
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, Dick, I gather you've been up to your old tricks again.
No, I was up to a new trick last night.
I don't think I want to hear about it.
She's a nudist, a flute player in an all-nudist orchestra.
She's a nudist flutist?
I didn't.
Well, in any case, I don't want to hear about it. Nope, just don't tell me.
Well, actually, she doesn't play very well, but she's got a bow, you don't forget.
You mean to tell me you went out with a nudist?
That's funny, so did I.
Well, where did you take her?
Oh, I found a nice, you know, intimate little place, soft music, and candlelight, you know, dinner.
Gee, that sounds great. Yeah. Where is it?
My place.
How did you get her to go to your place?
Well, you blow in her ear, she'll follow you. Right up there. Yeah,
yeah, must have been quite an evening, huh?
You bet your sweet bippy.
A nudist flutist. Yeah. I didn't know you were such a music lover.
Well, I wasn't until I met her.
Do you plan to see much more of her?
Well, there isn't a heck of a lot more to see.
I mean, he interjected. Do you have a date with her tonight, sir?
I think she may be tied up.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, I tied her up myself.
Oh, that's good. I'd like to meet her.
Well, I'll bring her on the show next week.
Well, we can't put a nudist flutist on this show.
No, but I figure if she hung around backstage, she could tide us over during the commercials.
I think we better go to the party, Dick.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, and for your own good, Richard, I think you ought to forget about this girl.
What girl?
The nudist flutist.
I'm surprised that you're a married man talking like that. Come on, folks, we better get to the party. I apologize for Dan. I don't know what got into him.
You told me about it.